I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President-elect Obama is reported to have chosen one of the country's top energy scientists as his new Secretary of Energy. Stephen Chu is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist who currently runs the Department of Energy's Lawrence Berkeley Nuclear National Laboratory in California. Chu is also a Chinese-American with strong ties to China, which could signal a significant shift in the department's focus. Here's more from The World's Jason Margolis.
The job of U.S. Energy Secretary historically has focused inward. The department runs the national labs that research new energy technologies. It manages the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It designs nuclear weapons and handles the storage of nuclear waste. But times are changing, and it looks like President-elect Obama's likely pick for Energy Secretary might well turn the department's attention outward to tackle energy challenges that are global. No country faces more challenges than China. As the head of the Lawrence Berkeley Lab, Stephen Chu forged a strong working relationship with Chinese researchers and regulators to help China become more energy efficient and deal with pollution and climate change. The challenge, Chu says, is to help the Chinese find clean energy without hurting their economy.
This is an opportunity that is unparalleled in doing it right or doing it wrong. And by doing it right, I mean in terms of efficient energy use, in terms of the design of their cities and where people live and work.
That's Chu speaking 2 years ago on KQED Public Radio in San Francisco.
It's ultimately going to be about money, and the message is that if you consider the broader picture, it becomes not, oh, you sacrifice money to have a cleaner world. It's no, you spend money now because in the end you will profit more from it. You will profit in other ways globally with cleaner air, with cleaner water, with a climate that's stable.
If Chu and the Obama administration were to engage with the Chinese more directly on energy, that could go a long way towards a global agreement to tackle climate change.
Those are the two countries that really have this impasse.
Kelly Sims Gallagher is an energy expert at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. China and the U.S. are the two largest emitters of greenhouse gases, but they're caught in a waiting game, each waiting for the other to commit to some action. This has hampered international climate talks for years.
If a bilateral agreement could be negotiated, I think most of the rest of the world would sort of fall into place behind.
Chu's appointment may well send a friendly signal to the Chinese. His selection also sends a strong signal about the importance of science in solving energy challenges. Since President Jimmy Carter created the Department of Energy in 1977, the top post has been held by a naval officer, a former president of Coca-Cola, several lawyers, even a dentist. With the exception of an engineer, Chu would be the first scientist to hold the job. Eileen Clausen, president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change, says it's good to finally have a nerd in charge.
Maybe it's because I'm a nerd myself, but I think it's really good to have somebody there who is really deep on the possibilities, because I think a lot of this administration will be about creating a new, clean, green economy, and that is all about energy.
Clausen says Chu could transform the department. Physicist Klaus Lochner at Columbia University's Earth Institute agrees.
I think it's very important to have somebody who has dedicated his career to thinking about climate and energy and trying to solve this problem, and I think there we really couldn't have seen a better choice than Dr. Chu.
President-elect Obama is expected to formally announce Stephen Chu as his choice for Energy Secretary next week. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.